This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we just heard during the break that the Republicans are now coming forth and brainwashing the American people into believing that now everybody is for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Now, this was a real quick switch, was it not? Because since the very inception and the conception and the idea of socialism coming into America by forcing Americans to pay for health care didn't go over very well. But now that Donald Trump has now become the president of the United States, the Republicans are now talking just exactly like Barack Hussein Obama and his little minions in order to keep and push forth Obamacare. And I'm going to show you why that is in just a couple moments. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8. Interestingly enough, I put up a picture, a live feed, and it was a meme of a picture of a bunch of clowns, and it said, GOP poses for group pick after approving new budget. Now, for those that are too stupid and foolish, that are caught up into the game between the right and the left, I just want to say this. I've exasperated and exhausted the point, in the sense of sharing with you, we have one constitution. We're a constitutional republic. We're not ruled by the left or the right by a party system. We're ruled by law in this country. The reason there's a left and there's a reason that there's a right is to bring about WWF at its very worst, pro wrestling. It's all staged. They are all actors. They are all playing on the behalf of special interest groups that mean to bring about a global order. Like it or not, I'm right. I know I'm right. And I'm going to share with you today, once again, that there is no difference between those that you call Republicans and the Democrats, America. I posted a picture that states, GOP poses for group pick after approving new budget. Now, what's interesting about that is I had someone respond immediately. He claims to be a conservative. He claims to be a Republican. He proclaims to the world that he's one of the good guys, correct? Well, I'll say Mr. T is his name. He said, in question, is it any better than Obamacare, or do you feel that Obamacare was a better program? Not having enough common sense to understand that I'm for a law and the law, not the party system. Well, I responded with, both are unconstitutional, illegal, Article 1, Section 8. Mr. T responds with, that may be true. I want you to listen carefully, America. This is the best that you have in this country. And these are those that have now drinking the Kool-Aid that has been offered to them by those that call themselves Republicans. Okay? Yesterday's liberals. He said, that may be true, but I believe that they are trying to do something good. Now listen carefully. Mr. T just said it's unconstitutional. He acknowledged that it's illegal. He said that may be true, but I believe that they're trying to do something good. At least give them a chance to show us what they're trying to do, and maybe it might be better than you think. I responded with, immediately, it is illegal, but they're trying to do something good? I said, really? America, this is why you deserve in so many different ways the very things that you take on. It is illegal, but the best that you have comes forth and says that they're trying to do something good, though it is illegal? It's like the cop that commits crime. Well, he's trying to do good in part, but we know he breaks the law on this side, but he's enforcing it on this side. Listen, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. So, America, as long as you want to stay in that rut, in that mindset, and all those that sit there and decry the lies that the state-controlled media continuously promulgates onto you, inundates on you, and you sit there and decry about how they're nothing short of a bunch of liars, but yet when they push something through, we got to give them a chance. We got to go ahead and see if they're trying to do something good, though they're breaking the law. How do you have mercy on a people like that? You can't. Because those people have now rejected all grace and all mercy given unto them, that they're willfully ignorant and willfully following through with those that are driving them literally into the ditch. And Jesus clearly told us, let the blind lead the blind, because they'll all end up in a ditch. In America, you wonder why you're in trouble. Well, I know that this isn't all of them, but I want to tell you something, friends. If it's a small portion, keep in mind it breeds, okay? And when it breeds, it spreads. It's disease in so many different ways. And Jesus again tells us, leaven the lump, right? He said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So let's get rid of the little leaven, America, because again, understanding, it's the foxes that spoil the vine. And it is. And it is. That's the problem. Rhino Care 2.0 passes the House. When it was coming, and it did today, the American, now it's called, remember again what they did is they went from Obamacare to Affordable Care Act, now to the American Health Care Act. It's communism, America. It has been passed by a Republican-led Congress, and it's being touted as a repeal of Obamacare, but nothing could be further from the truth. The vote, which President Donald Trump was planning to tout as a big victory, sends the Republican-sponsored bill to gut Obamacare to the Senate and give it to them for consideration. But winning approval for the bill could be even more difficult in the Senate than it has been in the House, where Republican leaders struggled for nearly 2 months to wrangle enough votes in their caucus to secure its passage. The bill passed by a vote of 217 to 213, which was one more yes vote that was needed for passage. All 193 communists, called Democrats, criminals, voted to oppose the bill. They were joined by none other than 20 Republicans voting no. A lot of us have waited 7 years to case this vote and to cast it forth. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Wisconsin, said before the voting began, many of us are here because we pledged to cast this vote to repeal, listen carefully, and to replace Obamacare. So America, where they're lying is they're touting it as a victory for you and me, when in fact the repeal is the truth, because he said to repeal and to replace. That's exactly what they did. And what is the difference? Absolutely nothing, America, and you've drank the Kool-Aid. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, please do, friends. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check out our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, and you can check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account for what it's worth. You can also call in over the next 2 hours if you'd like, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to go back to the first segment. Because, folks, you just heard the Republicans, okay, the leader of the Republican Party, which there is no difference between the left and the right. They are leading through opposition. We were warned about this by the second president of the United States long, long ago, not to fall for the games that they're going to play. Leading through opposition is they play like they're enemies one towards another, but at the end of the day, they pass the bill, and the American people lose their rights once again because of what they tolerated. Now, one of the things that I brought up during the first segment was that I posted a meme, and it's a picture of a bunch of clowns, and it says GOP poses for group pick after approving new budget. We just heard during the first commercial break before the first segment that the Republicans are now telling you that a majority of the American people want the bill to stay. Complete contradiction of what just took place right before Donald Trump came into office. He said we're going to repeal it, and then what he said through deceptive measures only to side swipe the American people, he said we're going to replace it. I've used the analogy several times and I'm going to use it again. Is it not interesting when a man finds that he has some sort of sickness or disease or a cancer within his body, the doctor doesn't look at him and say, you know what, we need to remove that and then we need to replace it with another cancer. Well, that's exactly what you've swallowed here in America. It's illegal. Now, I also shared with you during the first segment that an individual, we'll call him Mr. T, asked the question after I posted that meme. He said, is it any better than Obamacare, or do you feel that Obamacare was a better program? Now, keep in mind, America, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, now the American Health Care Act. That's all they're doing is switching the name up, America, and they've given it over to another administration that's still pushing the same agenda. What is it, America, that you don't understand about this? It's been going on for a long time in your country, and it's happening today again. They're pushing this and touting this like this is some sort of victory when in fact it is illegal. This guy, Mr. T, said to me, is it any better than Obamacare, or do you feel that Obamacare was a better program? Now listen to the interaction I had with this individual. I said back to him, both are unconstitutional. They're illegal. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. Furthermore, America, where have you ever delegated authority and powers over to the American federal government to go ahead and implement that which is illegally implemented down the throats of the American people? Have you ever done that? No! No! But now that the good guys in office, they must be telling us the truth. Because Mr. T goes on after I tell him it is illegal. Completely. It's completely illegal, period. He says, well, that may be true, but I believe that they're trying to do something good. At least give them the chance to show us what they're trying to do, and maybe it might be better than you think. Isn't it interesting the Republicans are now using the excuse of, well, let's give them time. Let's give them time. Barack Hussein Obama attacked the very first week, friends. He started throwing unconstitutional orders on you the very first month in office, friends. So why is it that the Republicans, the good guy, the guy that's going to get the job done, why is he allotted so much time by the people that voted him in before he finally gets something done? And by the way, just yesterday, it was reported not one thing that Donald Trump has promised has been passed yet. Not one thing, all you Trumpites, not a one. Not a one thing has been passed yet. Not one thing. No, you still need to give him more time. But Barack Hussein Obama, he violated that Constitution over 1,185 times. He didn't need time to go ahead and violate law, did he? No, absolutely not, he didn't. He went for it. Matter of fact, before he came to president, he said, illegally might I add, he said that I'm going to fundamentally transform America. And that's exactly what the American people let him do. And why? Because of this sort of mentality. Listen to this again. I said, it's illegal. I said, but they're trying to do good? Listen to what he said, Mr. T. That may be a fact. I told him it was unconstitutional and therefore illegal. He said, that may be true. But I believe that they're trying to do something good. At least give them the chance to show us what they're trying to do, and maybe it'll be better than you think. I said, in retaliation, literally, while I'm contending for this man's soul to open his eyes that he has shut, I said, it's illegal. But they're trying to do good? Question mark? Caps. Really? Exclamation question mark. He comes back. Where in the Constitution does it say? See, now he's getting defensive because we're telling him the truth. And what he wants to do is he wants to defend his idol more than he does the law. And I'm talking about Donald Trump. Where in the Constitution does it say that it's against the law for our government to make a law that protects people who have pre-existing health problems? Folks, that's not the issue. It's like illegal immigration. What do they do? Well, they use the children as an example. Keep in mind, these people that are also trying to play your sympathies are the ones that sanctioned the murder of children in the womb. I mean, this is sick. It really is. And then he goes on in his confusion because he's repeating like a parrot would what he hears from the state-controlled media that he says he doesn't believe. He said they're trying to take us back to a free market system. A free market system where they're laying you in bondage. They're trying to liberate the market while they're throwing you into more bondage, more debt, and your children as they're creating slaves because of your ignorance. But here's the response. This is what I get to deal with all the time. People that don't think for themselves. That's why I say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. This is a prime example of why I say this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Who told them this, America? Who told him this? They are trying to take us back to a free market system. What is wrong with that? Listen, here's your answer. I've been watching the news on this, and it appears that this is the most logical thing for our government to do at this time. It's not perfect, but it's a start. I responded, you deserve exactly what you get. You deserve exactly what you get. And again, you can't show mercy to a people that could care less, friends. And I'll tell you what, America, that's exactly where you're at today. You're hardening your heart towards the truth that liberates men. Even in the natural, first starting with the Christ, he maketh all men free that come unto him. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Americans don't want to have nothing to do with that. Listen to this guy. He's being enslaved by his government that's acting illegally. He wants to justify their illegal acts. How do you help someone like that? It shows you he's just as corrupt as the system that he purports. He supports in every sense of the word. God helps them that help themselves, friends. We've all heard that, right? Well, it's not scriptural, but it is a scriptural truth. And these people are just going along to get along. Hey, furthermore, if you don't mind me just taking you down the road, just to show you how things play out, only to further delude the truth and to get your eyes off the ball, per se. Let me liken that to, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? You did see at the same time, did you not, that when this was passed through and touted as a victory, you did see where Donald Trump also said within the same first 2 days to get your eyes off of what mattered, that it's time for free speeches concerning the church. You've seen this, right? And you also seen him speak to the gun owners of America, too, while they were disarmed before they walked in there to see the president. Are you not paying attention to what they're doing, America? We're to judge men by their fruits, again, not by what they say. But Donald just liberated the churches concerning their free speech. Hey, let me tell you something. You never lost the right, America. But when this is being touted as a victory, this American Health Care Act, it's a great victory for all of us. Nothing has changed. It's still Barack Hussein Obama under the hat of Donald Trump, America. And all this was by diversive measures to get your eyes off the ball, both with the gun owners of America talking about how we're going to liberate you. Guess what, gun owners? You've never lost the right. And what are they shoving down your throats? The American Health Care Act, all illegal in guise.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, yours, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, please do. Do it live, friends. Do it live on the radio. You got 77 radio stations across the United States of America listening to you right now, as well as 53 countries. I want you again, if you're contending with the facts, I want you to call in and I want you to prove that it's lawful, which it is not. At any moment that you get, we are here. Folks, what we're going to be talking about hour two is criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. I see it's across the boards in the United States of America. People are finally picking up on who the terrorists are in so many different cases. Keep in mind, Oxford's English Dictionary defined the word terrorism as government by intimidation. Of course, that's been watered down. Now you believe that it's a foreign country, when in fact, again, our founding forefathers, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. America, who's attacked you and who's attacked you more than your own representatives, as they call themselves, since September 11th? Nobody has. Nobody has. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's take some more ground here. Here's a list of the House Republicans who voted against, listen, fake Obama repeal bill, and the list of those who voted to keep Obamacare. Okay? Sadly, conservatives, as they call themselves, pundits, have joined the mainstream media in calling RhinoCare 2.0 a repeal of Obamacare. It is no such thing, America. Well, it takes on some issues of Obamacare. It continues to allow a vast majority of Obamacare to remain in place and adds new socialist principles. So there's actually an adding to, not a taking away. In fact, if the truth be told, which it will be, it could be said to be a reform of Obamacare. Exactly. Because everybody's asleep now, Their man is in office and everything is okay. Scripture tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, friends, that when the enemy sleeps, that when men sleep while the men slept, the enemy sowed tares, and men are back to sleep. Matter of fact, we just drove by a gun outlet store that is, during Barack Hussein Obama's administration, it was packed literally day after day after day for 8 years of that foreign agent criminal sodomite. And rightly so. Now that Donald Trump is in the office, friends, guess what? There was hardly any cars there whatsoever. My little boy looks at me and says, well, it looks like they went back to sleep. I said, they are asleep. You better bet your bottom dollar. And they're gluttons for punishment is what people are. But let's go back to this. It could be said the reform of Obamacare. It's exactly what it is. They've renamed it how many times? It's the same bill. It's all illegal. Remember, friends, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Well, let's just keep changing the name until we get it passed. It's exactly what they just did. But the results are still big government and exchanging money from some people to others. Now, it's also interesting that this is sold to us by the criminal himself, and he is a criminal, Paul Ryan. And he's touted as a conservative, a good guy somehow. And you people in Wisconsin, you know all about him. And people all across this country know all about him. And I've shared with you, friends, that keep in mind, right before Barack Hussein Obama left office, keep in mind Paul Ryan, who replaced none other than Mr. Boehner. Well, everybody was kind of looking for a sigh of relief. They got just the exact opposite. Because when Paul Ryan got into office, he gave Barack Hussein Obama everything that he wanted in that $1.1 trillion omnibus bill that's laid onto you and your children, giving the foreign illegal immigrants to come into this country on your dime everything they wanted, education, this, that, and the other thing. And we're talking about illegal immigrants coming into the United States of America. As undocumented, of course. We've been told that they're undocumented aliens, right? No, they're illegal. They're illegal. And that was on December 2015, by the way. And keep in mind, Paul Ryan sold that to you. Well, he said that there was going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax cuts. What about the $1.1, that trillion dollars? Well, I'm just curious. Who's going to be paying for that? Are you going to be paying for that, Paul? Hey, and isn't it interesting, friends? Isn't it interesting, before I take these phone calls up, isn't it interesting that it's such a good idea, this American Health Care Act? Isn't it great, America? Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It's such a good idea that they're all exempt from the plan that they've created. Now, if it's such a good idea, how about we say to them, you first? Are you starting to catch on, America? 1-866-582-9933. We got Pewham calling from South Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean. How are you?
Hey, Bradley. This is Tim. Sorry.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah.
It must be that cold thing, huh?
Yeah, it probably sounded like Slim when I told the guy on the phone. Yeah, I noticed you were picking up some of the article I just put up today, and that, you know, one of the things that really just ticked me off about what was going on was they were listing those 20 people now who voted against the bill, who were Republican. And they said, well, they're kind of liberal, most of them, except for a few. And I tend to agree there probably are some of them that are a little more liberal. But the fact of the matter is it really gets down to what you're saying there. Where is the constitutional authority to do things like what Representative MacArthur was doing? And, you know, he did it based emotionally. I wrote the other day on, you know, the situation with his daughter. He had a daughter who had a very rare disease. She died when she was 11. I mean, our hearts ought to go out to him. But the fact of the matter is that he incurred like $1 million worth of, you know, health care bills. The question that I have is, where are the people in New Jersey who are Christians, who claim to be Christians? Were you coming to help this man with you know, these kind of bills? We should be doing that as individuals. And I always point back to the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus didn't tell that story and say, oh, well, you need to go to the priest and get the money, take care of this guy. No, the guy who was his sworn enemy, if you will, was willing to take care of the Jewish guy. The Samaritan was willing to take care of the Jewish guy with his own supplies, pay with his own money for his staying at the inn, and said, hey, if there's anything else on my way back through, I'll pay for that too. I mean, that was really showing love. And government is not given authority to be charitable with other people's money. It is there. The one thing they're there to do is to punish evildoers, and that is the one thing they will not do. They want to stick their nose in everything but that. But what I found interesting was this quote from Thomas Massey in this interview, and this is what he said. The reason that I voted against it is just last year, as Republicans, we were arguing that mandates were unconstitutional, subsidies would bankrupt our country, and that bailouts were immoral. And this bill has all those things in it. What happened to our arguments? We have forever enshrined now the notion in the Republican platform, in the Republican Party, in D.C. at least, that all these things are legitimate. And he said, I reject that completely. And that's exactly what he called it. He called this what Republicans are doing with Obamacare, a game of Jenga. They're pulling out little parts of it, thinking they're going to make it stand up straight. And that's why I wrote that it's really a reform. It's not this doesn't repeal Obamacare. It just doesn't. And it's still going to topple over because, as MacArthur was putting in the other in his amendment, part of the thing was is they wanted to, you know, take away from the insurance companies the issue of the thing about pre-existing conditions and charging people more money. But then they move the shells around and they say, but it's okay if you charge more money for that because guess what? The federal government will subsidize whatever you're charging there. So it is socialism. People need to understand that. Sure, there may be this mandate gone, this individual mandate, and people may not pay that tax. But the fact of the matter is, you're still going to pay for it on the back end. And this guy MacArthur had the audacity to say a tax funded pool would give you cheaper premiums than a policy funded pool. Well, maybe. But you're still going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it in taxes instead of the premium. I mean, it's just exactly. It's a shell game. And, well, and so the whole like, thing comes down, the whole thing comes down to what you were saying.
Yeah, they act like they're paying for it. And it's interesting. They want to be exempted from it. And it's such a good idea. And that's well, like, enough right there for me to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with some crooks.
Yeah, if I understood, they put something in this one. They were trying to close that. Some of the guys were trying to close that to where they had to do it. But the point is what you said. They shouldn't even be talking about this issue at all because it's not something that we gave them power to be dealing with in the first place.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting to you and very telling, Tim, that when Barack Hussein Obama was doing this, we heard uproar all across the country? Matter of fact, I didn't hear anybody that was for it except those that were actually receiving from it, which this government is creating dependence to work against those that are not. And what's interesting about it is now that Donald Trump is the president, and now it's called not Obamacare, but it's a reform, as you wrote, that it is a reform of Obamacare. Now it's called the American Health Care Act. Isn't it interesting how now it's acceptable and a Republican gets up during the break and tells the world, namely our country, that, well, the majority of the American people now want it. That's a great exhibition of the hypocrisies of the people in this country. And furthermore, going back to what he said, I don't believe that's what the American people want. That's what they want the American people to believe that's what they want.
Yeah, well, part of this is setting the American people up. And you people who would, you know, shout Bradley down for what he's saying, you need to understand how you're being played. You've been played by the Democrats who actually believed in their principles and were willing to lose their seats and pushed Obamacare through without a single Republican vote. Now you have Republicans in power all across the board, okay? They're in control. And they wouldn't push. There's two repeal bills. They wouldn't push them. Now they're going to push this Jenga thing through, okay, or try to. Senate may or may not pass it. And when that doesn't work, they're going to push single payer on you. They're going to say, we tried it every way we could.
Get the Hegelian dialectic. It's two steps forward. They go back one. They got their foot in the door, and that's exactly where we're going. Thank you again, Tim Brown, South Carolina. We're going to take Chris from Utah on the other side of the break, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, real quick before I take Chris from Utah, can somebody define a Democratic police officer and make distinction between a Democratic police officer and a Republican police officer for me, please? I want someone to call in 1-866-582-9933 and define a Democratic police officer and make distinction between a Democratic police officer and a Republican police officer for me, please. 1-866-582-9933. We got Chris calling from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley Dean. Yes, I cannot tell you the difference between a regular police officer and a Democratic police officer, but I can tell you the difference between a principle-based position and a party-based position. And you definitely are a person who bases his position on principle, and that's the problem with this nation. You know, if a below-average or average intelligent person as I am, a lowly window washer, can figure this out, certainly these Harvard and Yale and Columbian-educated politicians that we send to Washington, D.C. can figure out that they're violating the Constitution on a regular basis. And if you don't mind, I'll give you an analogy of why the people tolerate this, and you are right. You know, we deserve what we get. Problem is, people like you and I, we don't deserve what we get. But they're like these monkeys. I don't know if you've heard this analogy, but some hunters were trying to catch these monkeys. But every time they got close to them, the monkeys would smell them and they would flee, so they could never get close enough to shoot them with their guns. But they came up with this clever scheme whereby they could catch these monkeys. They fashioned these wooden boxes that were hollow, and they drilled a hole in the top. just big enough for the monkeys to fit their little hands in, but they couldn't pull their fist out once they grabbed an object that was inside the box, and they would put nuts, these delicious nuts that the monkeys loved inside the boxes, and of course they'd secure the boxes to the ground. It turns out these monkeys wanted these nuts so bad, they would slip their hands into these boxes. They would grab the nuts. They found that they couldn't pull their hands back out, and the hunters could literally walk up to the monkeys and capture them. I mean, these nuts are symbolic of the idols that we worship today, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, Donald Trump, like you illustrated. We've got to let go of these idols. This is idol worship, just like we see in the Bible. It's modern-day idol worship. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate your phone call. First of all, don't undo yourself, my friend. I mean, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. Here we are together on national radio. I high-five what I'm hearing coming from your heart. And I believe, by the way, that both of us right now represent easily, hands down, a good portion of the American people. And the problem that we're having, Chris, is the good portion of the people that agree with what we're talking about, they don't do anything about the issues. They just keep letting it slide. And it's like that sliding scale analogy or the boiling of frog in the pot. It can only go so far, and you can only kick the can down the road so far. Well, friends, guess what? The frog is boiled. There is no more road to kick the can down, and you're being destroyed, and it's all happening right in front of your eyes, especially, we would point, I might add, to those that sit back and do nothing. Good men, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I disagree. It's evil men. It's wicked men that do nothing. And the wicked are those that know to do right, yet they do nothing. And they're going to stand before God, and they're going to go down in history as being the greatest reproach and disgrace to this generation. And what I want to do, my friend, is I want to right the wrongs, and I want to be a part of the answer. But everything you have said up to this point, Chris, I 100% agree with. And I liked your analogy, my friend.
Well, I'll be calling in more often. I've been listening to you for the past year, and I love what you say. And it's not so much that you bring to the table things that I have not yet heard. It's just that you have the courage. You don't fear man. It's obvious based on what you say. And I hope that I can say the same for myself. But the problem we have is we have these idol gods that we worship. And unfortunately, one of them is that we don't want to offend people. Well, in the process of not offending other people, we offend God.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it's also interesting to note that men don't follow titles. They follow courage. And it also brings to my aid when you had said that, you know, we're not here on the Sons of Liberty. Neither are you, Chris, because I hear courage in you as well, my friend, to be a leader of consensus. We're here to mold consensus. And that's what God has commanded the church to do. And that's where the church today in this country is completely dereliction. It's a dereliction of duty every step of the way. So I appreciate your phone call, Chris, and I look forward to hearing a lot more from you, my friend. And by the way, I think you're smart. You're really smart, Chris. And again, we thank you for that phone call, Chris from Utah again. Now, let me go back to this. And in all sincerity, Chris, thank you. I really mean that. Thank you, Chris. I just asked anybody that would like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to define for me a Democratic police officer and make distinction between a Democratic police officer and a Republican police officer. Well, someone will say, well, how is it that you're splitting parties when it comes to the police officer? The law is the law, right, Bradley? I would say back to you, bingo, exactly. That's what I'm saying to you even now. There is no such thing as a Democratic police officer. There is no such thing as a Republican police officer. The law is the law, and it's their job to enforce it, to magnify it against crime. And that is exactly what Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, was talking about during his time on the air. They are there to enforce the law that is written. I mean, what do you think of as you would define liberal today, which within itself defines out as a very good and a positive word, Webster's 1828. Now it's degenerated into thinking it's a bad word. But America, what would you think of a liberal police officer? What would you think of a lawless police officer? You would say to me, Bradley, there's no worse men. That's exactly right. Bingo, you're right again. Then why is it that you tolerate it from your representatives? They're corrupt. They're there to enforce the law. One law, not two, not three, not four. But yet, for some reason, the American people are caught up into their game of who do I like the most? Hey, friends, right must always be right. And truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity. Because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through His Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. I mean, what do you think of a liberal Christian? Or a conservative Christian? There's no such thing. We're called to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And it's our job to distinguish that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is good and that which is bad, that which is evil and that which is righteous, and that which is holy and that which is unholy. That is our job. And we don't need to go out there and try to take on the thought of the day from these corrupt politicians only to further pervert who we are as a people. In America, I cannot, nor can anybody else, blame the politician for what you tolerate. Because, friends, I want to remind you, right must always be right. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyle. It must be where it always is. But you fell for this mentality. I mean, what is crime to replace the law that produces liberty when enforced? Hey, folks, that's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. And when you allow corrupt politicians or corrupt clergy or whoever the case might be, corrupt police officers to pervert the law, they are not doing you a service. They're doing you a disservice. They are not adding and in strengthening our liberties. No, they're adding to the strength of tyranny to bring you about into bondage. And during the first hour, that is exactly what I'm sharing with you, America. They don't have the right given unto them by God to lie about something that was never given unto them because we, the people, never delegated authority to them to do so in the first place. But now you're falling for the fact that a majority of the American people want this? Really? You want more taxation without representation, and furthermore, to take it a step further, you're going ahead and giving a green light to something that you never gave a green light to before, but now that you got your favorite politician in there called idolatry, just like Chris highlighted a moment ago, now that you got your favorite politician in there, he must be telling you the truth? Well, why don't you just simply ask Donald? Why don't you ask your favorite politician where in the Constitution they have derived the authority to implement something called the American Health Care Act? And I want to tell you something, friends, you're not going to get an answer. They're going to tell you, they're going to begin to demean you, or the first thing they'll do is they'll try to win you over and say, hey, come on, come on, come on. We're just going along to get along. Yep. As you're enslaving your children through the unconstitutionalities of those that you call your representatives. And of course, it's not all of them. We're just highlighting the fact that, folks, we have a squeaky wheel here, and it's a big one, and it needs to be dealt with lawfully. Again, we don't need a revolution, America. We need the American people to not rewrite, or the politicians to rewrite the Constitution. We just simply need the American people to get back and reread the Constitution, or a first-time reading the Constitution. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.